my reaction to the grade 7 examinations for the Ndebele paper are shocking, first and foremost. And secondly, they are insults to the Ndebele people, because no one has a right to distort that language, especially you are not also a fundi in that language, let alone that you speak that language. So to us, it is an insult to our young and coming up kids who tomorrow are going to be the doctors of tomorrow. It is not a time for us to teach them languages that take away the dignity of that language and the dignity of that populace.
Mr. Moyo, your reaction to this grade 7 examination?
I think it is a violation, you know, of the cultural rights of children, a violation of societal values, a violation of Ndebele, you know, as a language and what is expected of people to learn. You know, I thought that all along, you know, schools and the examination board in particular is there to inculcate the values of the people, the ethical expectations. But then, if it is there to violate, then something has to be done about it. Or all that they need is perhaps to apologize or in future to make a correction. I think this gives them a time to correct and realize what is their role and function, you know, in the educational system.
Honorable Khumalo, ZIMSEC itself said that this question or these topics were meant to hit every demographic of the students who speak Ndebele. So those who are from urban areas, those from rural areas, would you agree with their statement?
I totally disagree with that statement from ZIMSEC. It's not about demographic, it's about the respect for the language of a particular type of people. And it is their right for their language to be respected. And sadly, it is so unfair that they want to translate a language that is not their mother tongue, when there are people, technical people, expertise, who could have translated that paper into a language that is palatable and understood by our cultural people who understand that language. So it is an insult to the Ndebele people, because basically what they are now telling us, they want to tell us that there are no Ndebele people who are able to translate that paper from English to Ndebele when it is our mother tongue. It is an absolutely insult, and they need to apologize.
Mr. Moyo, as a teacher, would you say that this is a just reason? And also, have you come around students who might be using such language while in a school setting?
Well, as a teacher, I find it rather ridiculous. You know, when you look at the setting of any exam, you know, one should actually consider the area, with the people in the area, the expectations of the people. And besides, you know, it doesn't follow to say something urban makes a thing right. I think this is a wrong notion whereby people believe, you know, that everything Western is correct. And I think this is why, you know, some of the things that we are, you know, actually absorbing today are, you know, derived from the West just because it is from the West or East.
But what can be done to fix this situation in schools and also at home?
What we must emphasize on is who we are, because always culture is the pivot of the identity of any grouping. And then in addition, like what Honorable Khumalo is saying, ZIMSEC should be aware, you know, of the right people, specialists in Ndebele, you know, people who can actually impart that which is wanted by that particular society. Well, I think when people learn, they learn to serve a community and not to learn for the sake of learning. These people will come back, and for education to be appreciated, it must be a question of what is it that they give back to the particular community. So the right people should actually be located or for the sake of setting exams, not just to pick any people for the sake of money, for the sake of popularity, but for the sake of what is right for the society and the Ndebele people in particular.